Good morning, Steve Smith, joined by Shelby Pierce, my co-host today from Pico and Company.
That's right. Good morning, Sioux City.
Well, and good morning to you, Shelby. And welcome to this week's edition of Cultural Continuum, the 16th day of February, kind of in mid-month, as part of Friday is Writing Day in the Friday is Writing Day series at Morningside College. Students, faculty, and staff, and campus visitors are invited to write words of wisdom on sticky notes and leave them all around Morningside College. Today, there will be a positive post-it notes meeting at noon to start the activity. My suggestion, draw a picture of a cat doing chin-ups. Hang in there is the caption.
That's it. That's totally inspirational. Going on through March 4th, Shot in the Dark Productions presents A Bright New Boise with showtimes through Sunday, March 4th. The dark comedy by Samuel D. Hunter takes place in a bleak corporate break room of a craft store in Idaho, where someone is summoning the rapture.
Oh. Lamb Arts Regional Theater is presenting Eve Ensler's The Vagina Monologues with showtimes through Sunday. The episodic play introduces wildly divergent gathering of female voices, including a six-year-old girl, a 70-something old New Yorker, and a woman who witnesses the birth of her granddaughter. You can go to lambtheater.com for more.
The Northwestern College Symphonic Band will present a movie-themed concert called Lights, Camera, Action, and that's happening tonight at 7:30 p.m. The repertoire will include songs and soundtracks from Saving Private Ryan, Jurassic Park, Phantom of the Opera, and The Wizard of Oz, and more. You can go to nwciowa.edu.
Northwestern College also presents Next to Normal with showtimes through next Saturday, February 24th. It's a rock musical which deals with grief, depression, and other mental illnesses. The performance on Thursday, February 22nd, will be followed by a panel discussion with members of Northwestern's psychology and social work departments, as well as a mental health counselor from the college's wellness center. You can go to nwciowa.edu to find out more.
The Dorothy Pico Nature Center is hosting a program called Camping Knots on Saturday, February 17th at 9 a.m. Kids ages 10 and up will learn how to make knots of all kinds, from getaway knots to hauling loops and adjustable guy lines. I hope that adults can go to that because I don't know how to make knots.
Oh. Well,
Woodburyparks.org is where you can find out more information.
You can just go to there and find out.
I should.
Can Shelby's go to this? The Color the Wind Kite Festival is returning to Clear Lake.
Ooh.
Tomorrow. It'll be over the kind of the midday or mid-afternoon from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. There will be all kinds of colorful kites flying over the frozen lake, including, this is cool, stunt kite teams that perform kite dances choreographed to music. Find the Color the Wind Kite Festival on Facebook.
That's great. The Sanford Museum Association presents Appalachian Trail Hike Alone, 69 and Holding with Kay Rutherford on Saturday, so tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. Rutherford will tell stories about her hiking adventures that spanned 1,500 miles across 14 states for 4 months last year. For more information, go to sanfordmuseum.org.
It's Youth Art Month at the Sioux City Arts Center. It's kind of month and a half, actually. It starts tomorrow, and it goes through Sunday, April 8th. There will be an opening reception for the Youth Art Month exhibition on Sunday from 1:30 to 3 o'clock. Go to siouxcityartscenter.org for more.
A Touch of Brass, a local brass quintet, will be performing at Wayne State College on Sunday, February 18th at 2 p.m. The concert, called Name That TV Theme Song, asks audience members to recognize and name the TV show and musical number. Most, but not all, TV shows featured in the concert were from the 1950s, like The Lone Ranger and Alfred Hitchcock's Hour. For more information, go to wsc.edu.
The Morningside College Fine Arts Department is presenting the All-America Concert Band, performing Circus Days. That'll be Sunday at 2:30 p.m. at the Shrine Auditorium in downtown Sioux City. There will also be jugglers, clowns, face painting, plate spinners, and magician. We don't see plate spinners often enough anymore these days. Morningside.edu has more information on that.
The NAACP's history and advocacy work in Iowa will be the subject of Betty C. Andrews' program called Steadfast and Immovable at 2 p.m. Sunday, February 18th at the Betty Strong Encounter Center. Andrews will address strategies for leading change and achieving sustainable goals. Go to SiouxCityLCIC.com for more information.
Sioux City Chamber Music Association's next concert will feature the Dakota String Quartet. That'll be Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock at First Presbyterian Church. The Dakota String Quartet is composed of the principal string players of the South Dakota Symphony Orchestra. More information on Facebook, go to Sioux City Chamber Music Series on Facebook.
Yeah, all right, and on Sunday, the Cherokee Symphony presents its Midwinter Concert Series at 4 p.m. at the Cherokee Community Center. The concert will include Brahms' Hungarian Dances and Egyptian Legacy by Soonhee Newbold, an American composer and conductor. For more information, you can call 712-225-5216.
And we have a couple of exhibits. One, a photo exhibit. The Traveling Photo Memorial of Nebraska's Fallen Soldiers is on display just through Sunday. And that's on view at the College Center in South Sioux City. RememberingOurFallen.org has more information on that. Again, that is an exhibit. It's been there for a while, but it will be coming down on Sunday, February 18th. That's this Sunday.
Wayne State College presents Sculptures and Drawings by visiting artist Santiago Cao of Lincoln, Nebraska, through Tuesday, February 20th. Born in Belize, Cal draws on childhood memories and Latin American symbolism to spin tales of discovery and fable through art. For more information, go to wsc.edu.
And that's about all the time that we have this morning for Cultural Continuum. If you missed something, you want to hear it again, it'll be the podcast will be up on our website at kwyt.org very shortly. Also, you can find the events calendar on our website as well, so you can just read the stuff on your own at your leisure.
Wow.
And if you have something that you would like to contribute, you can do that on our website too. You can also email the information to us, and the email address is kwitpsa@witcc.edu. Wishing you a very good morning. On behalf of my co-host Shelby Pierce and executive producer Ellie Carson, I'm Steve Smith.